This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die. Huh?
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're cranking it up here. Hour two on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Dallas. Why are we in Dallas? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, why are we in Dallas?
I don't know.
You don't know? We were roaming around.
We just happened to run into each other and thought we'd just sit down and have a talk.
You know, on average, I get to see Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. My smile gets even bigger, if that's possible, because I like to smile. And here she comes roaming up here at the meet and greet at the Truth About Cancer. And it's so exciting to see you. And you're going to be speaking here on the issue of vaccines. Are you going to also reference the vaccine link to cancer, because that's kind of an overarching theme, or where are you going this week?
That's my whole talk, is what's coming through that needle could be deadly. And the various ingredients and different things that are in the vaccines that could, in some people, most people, set them up for increased incidence of cancer down the road. You know, sometimes there's retroviruses, there's our toxic chemicals, there's aluminum, there's different types of things. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also going to talk a little bit about the adult vaccine mandates that are going to be coming down the road. It's the book I'm working on right now. I'm not quite done yet, unlike your book.
Oh, yeah. Almost done with the silver book. Yeah, so very excited. But, yeah, looking forward to that as well. Mm-hmm. The CDC mandate that they're trying to go for, stop and frisk, that takes it to a whole other level.
Yeah, what this really is, what that is sitting out there right now, it's a policy change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a policy change that really is an extension of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act that came out back in 2001, right after 9/11. And it was in the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was actually adopted in part by all 50 states. And what this is actually doing is ramping it up to the federal level and putting it at a whole different level so it doesn't have to be passed on a state-by-state level.
Incredible.
One of the things that we've been talking about that nobody seems to know the answer to is that since this is a policy change at the CDC, there's really no governmental oversight. So it's not like you can write your congressman. I mean,
no.
The congressman has
nothing to do with it.
This.
Right, yeah.
So it's
so
not
it,
good.
If you were, let's say, We're suspicious of you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, because I saw you walking by somebody on the street that just happened to be coughing. That's the litmus. That's the level it has to go to for the CDC to go, oh, you're quarantined, and are you up to date on your vaccines?
Right, and it's a voluntary system, and they will only hold you up to 72 hours unless you volunteer to be vaccinated. It's sort of like paying your taxes, right? It's voluntary until you decide to not volunteer.
Incredible.
And so it's potentially a very... Sinister? Is that the right
sinister
word?
Sinister is a moo-wah. Hey, Super Don, do you have one of those sinister laughs? It's Halloween time, but Halloween's happening at the CDC this year, and it's early.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Super Don's connected. Maybe
I'm here. Yeah, no, I don't have one of those. I'm sorry.
You don't have one of those? Oh, well. Well, anyway, here we are, and it's just so thrilled that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny just decided to join us. In fact, you know, she came by, and I have Velcro. She has Velcro, and I grabbed her, and now she's stuck here. at least for a segment. At least for a segment. So we've got lots of things on potential discussion today as well, in addition. But I think this is number one on the list because the comment period ends tomorrow on the CDC thing. So, there are links up. I hope everybody puts the comments in. But listen, I just want an armed citizenry at this point. Because if they threaten you with those needles, it's not an exaggeration to say you don't know which injection is going to be the one that ends you.
Well, and you're not even 100% sure what is going to be coming through the needle. Like, remember back a few years ago when it was the swine flu thing and the H1N1 vaccine and all the short and long-term complications from that flu shot that they're still doing research papers and publishing on because it had such a devastating effect, and particularly when they advocated it to pregnant women and when they advocated it to give it at the same time as a regular seasonal flu shot.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just a nightmare. I mean, go back to common sense because it's lost here. Absolutely lost. Go back to Gerald Ford wanting to have this swine flu shot in 75 and the disaster that ensued. And any rational scientist, much less thinking human, would say, wow, we really screwed the pooch on that one. We ought to rethink this whole idea. More people are harmed by the shot than the so-called flu. And, the whole number that the CDC still tries to throw out, 36,000, or now it's a range between this and 49,000. And I saw an article the other day that acknowledged, a few dozen maybe have died from flu last year, elderly people. I mean, it's like, what's the reality here?
There's actually a slide that I use. I'm not sure that I have it in the presentation for here,
mm-hmm.
but there's a slide that I put together that I used all these scientific data, that is accumulated every year at the CDC that has to do with when people get sick. So the CDC has 120 testing sites across the country. So if you come down with something that appears to be the flu, cough, fever, deep rigors, tissue chills, and you happen to go into one of these centers, they take a nasal and a throat swab, and they send it to the CDC to be tested. When it's tested at the CDC, the first thing they do, they say, is this the family of viruses called influenza? Is this an influenza virus, or is it something else?
Mm-hmm.
And what they have determined, and I did 11 years worth of data, Robert. I went back through every single thing for 11 years of the 100,000 swabs that they tested, what percentage of them were actually influenza, and over an 11-year period of time, it was only 14%.
14%?
Yeah, so that
wow.
means that if you think that flu shots work at all,
mm-hmm.
they can only protect you, if you think they work at all, against an infection by an influenza virus. And what's making people sick, on average, about 14% of the time, is influenza viruses. So that's why you can get a flu shot and still get sick, because 86% of the time, you're getting sick from something other than influenza.
Exactly, and that is an important point. Very often, they never analyze and test anything in regards to whether it's really a flu or not. And we've looked back, and Peter Doshi has done some excellent work over the years out of Johns Hopkins and publishing. Of course, our good friend John Rappaport, what he's written about this, shows it's an absolute scam. If there's an intent to protect people from illness, it's not playing itself out in how they're actually engaging in this process.
And
it's so disconnected.
And it's not keeping them from getting sick. And you mentioned the 36,000 deaths per year. Well, the American Lung Association puts out a really extensive paper every year or every other year that they talk about the number of people that die, and they divide it out by categories by age. So like 0 to 5, 6 to 12, middle-aged people, and then people like, say, 45 to 65 and 65 and older,
mm-hmm.
of how many people actually die of influenza and what percentage versus pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 7% is actually die per year across the board from influenza. And it's somewhere around maybe 700 or 800 people. It's nowhere mm-hmm. close to the 36,000 they claim.
No. And what I find is the pathways of excretion, elimination, liver, kidney, lymph, are so congested in those that do die. Like, even if they successfully overcome, this immune challenge, it's an immune battle, you've neutralized the enemy, now you've got debris circulating in these bodies. How many Americans do you know, have you met, just walking out, whatever, they're congested, their liver's congested, they don't have pathways of excretion working at optimal levels, the likelihood of them running into secondary problems, even if we say all Americans are liver congested, it's still a small percentage that die, which
right.
tells you those people that do die are very compromised.
Exactly. And they're very compromised. Like, I think I read a report, this was a couple of years ago now, that on average, a 58-year-old woman in the United States is on 8 daily prescription medications per day. You know, and so when you think about, you know, that, you think about cytochrome P450 pathways, the liver pathways, mm-hmm. what's happening to people's kidneys. Most people are underhydrated. Most people have not adequate sleep. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Beautiful. It's not beautiful, but it's beautiful that you're here talking about it with me. Oh, look, our upside-down picture. We're falling, right? Texas is not down under. I don't understand. I corrected that. It didn't. We've got a picture Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and I just now posted to the social media network, Superdon. I don't know what we can do to correct that, but it's funny. We're upside down. But the world is upside down. We're looking at it correctly. It's the rest of y'all that have the problem, not here. No. Anyway, Superdon, guess what? You remember Steve the Thorough? Steve the Thorough.
I do remember. Yes. We had a question of the day from him not that long ago.
Yeah, he's been commenting on the show a lot over the years. I'm going to ask him if next segment he can join me because he's got some comments. And he did something very funny. I'm going to have to take a picture of it to show you. And he did one for you, too. He put a cartoon of me and made me Super Selenium Man. And he did a cartoon. He did a cartoon of you, and it's like amazing. And you're not here to get it because, exactly.
I
told him that when you heard that Steve the Thorough was going to be here, you decided to stay home.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see this,
dude. It's amazing. I'll take a picture of it. We'll post it up, and I'll show everybody. But you know, we got the greatest supporters of health, freedom, and healing liberty out there, and they have a great sense of humor along with us. And they're applying the healing principles we're putting into play here. And people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny have been at it for so long. And I'm just, like I said, I feel so glad just to be your friend. You know that.
I do.
And that we get to travel and connect once in a while and get you on the show here. And this is, we've done some events. You've done some events. This is pretty cool what's going on.
This is a really big event. And it's going to be really nice. And considering that with the truth about cancer, I mean, they've done so well with their documentary and over the last few years of getting the information out to people. And this is their first hosted event, live event, and it's just spectacular.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
It's amazing what's happening here, Super Don. I'm telling you, you're sorry that you missed it already.
I am, indeed.
I'm just giving a little grief.
Yeah, I guess
that's what
we do. Yeah, that's good.
No worries. So, as far as your book, is it maybe a 2018 release? Is that too ambitious? I know.
No, I think it'll be done probably by the middle of next year.
Okay.
I've got it maybe 3/4 of the way written.
Okay.
I have to finish writing it, and then that egregious editorial process that you go through.
Yeah.
And somebody takes your perfect little baby and tells you how unperfect it is.
Yeah, I've been through that. Exactly. Well,
yeah, because it's going to be about the adult vaccine mandates, because the people that, get into this whole vaccine topic, they think, well, my kids are grown, or I don't really have this issue anymore.
Right?
But when they suddenly realize that the next target for the CDC are adults and adolescents,
they're coming for you. Mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, they're coming for you adults. Don't think that they're not. And, of course, if Hillary Clinton gets in, it's all over in that regard. It really is. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the Truth About Cancer, the Ultimate Live Symposium. And this is the Ultimate Live Radio Show. Right here at the same time. We'll hear from a longtime listener and supporter of the show, Steve the Thorough, as we've coined it, after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty?
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The fun is just beginning here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are live from the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium tonight, and I've got a special guest joining me right now. I didn't know he was here already. Jeffrey Jackson, Action Jackson, my friend.
Robert,
good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Doing extraordinary work in the field of new media. And also, I told Super Don this. I was going to surprise him, but Steve the Thorough has been a listener. How long have you been listening to this show, Steve?
Oh, probably about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years. So you're late to the party, but better late than never.
Yeah.
But you've been an active participant as a listener, a follow, I don't know how you call it, but you write us comments and questions and things. You were so detailed that we kind of nicknamed you Steve the Thorough.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't
it
leave
fits.
Any detail out there. Yeah, it fits. So you're that's the way you are. And you brought with us these cartoon caricatures that you had made of me, and you've made me Selenium Man, Super Selenium Man. And then Super Don's got his own thing, and he's opening up his, I don't know if he ever wears a tie, but Super Don, you got a big D for Super Don under your shirt there. So I'll have to show everybody this. We'll take pictures of it and put it out there. So I don't know what sponsored you to do that, but thank you, Steve.
Vitamin L.
Vitamin L did that. See, the vitamin L is flowing. Now, you were going to tell me a story about the use of silver, interestingly enough. What happened recently?
Yeah, so last weekend I woke up and, you know, my stomach just felt awful. You know, you barely moved the wrong way and you feel like you're going to hurl. And that went on for a couple hours, and I thought, oh, I should take some silver because either it's a bacterial issue or, you know, the stomach flu with some kind of inflammation.
Right, right.
Figured whatever it is, you know, silver's probably going to help. So
yeah.
I drank some down, and just not even an hour later, it was probably 80% better. And, you know, I did another dose after that, and hour after that, it was totally gone.
Right. So for those of you who are panicking now because Steve overdosed on silver, I have a study that's going to be in my new book forthcoming on silver, one of the ones that came out this year in 2016 that showed even at 2,000 times the reference dose, 2,000 times the reference dose, there is no upsetting of what's called the gut biodiversity, right? Yes, we're going to kill some stuff, but there's no imbalance that is left afterwards that causes opportunistic infections like yeast or other things, whereas the antibiotics will kill a few species, and man, it's devastation. It's on, right? So with the silver, you didn't have that negative after effect at all.
No, nothing but positive effects.
Very cool. Jeffrey, this is the kind of story that should be, you know, front page news. Antibiotic resistance is out there. Why aren't we embracing this? Well, the money is not there.
Well, you know what I saw? It's funny you mentioned the silver.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a grocery store in Oregon, and I saw kombucha brewed with colloidal silver.
Is that right?
I kid you not.
So the silver's now involved in kombucha.
It's going mainstream.
Who knew? It's coming back out again. So anything that we could do better? Steve, because, you know, you've been listening, you've been participating. Is there something that we're really sucking at? Super Don really needs to pick up his game. He's here. He can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey,
thank you guys. I mean, the show could use, you know, a few more coffee enema jokes, but besides that, it's great.
Thank you.
To be honest with you, I think you're right to a certain extent because it's kind of died off for the last month or two. Everybody used to come up with the coffee enema jokes, and I guess I complained enough, and everybody kind of died down.
I guess you did, and we felt sorry for you because you're just not into the club yet and, you know, very resistant that we just kind of go, oh, we'll leave Super Don alone for a little while. But since Steve the Thorough is here, revive
the enema jokes.
In the flesh.
Right?
So where'd you come in from to be here at Dallas for the event?
Ogden, Utah.
Ogden, Utah. That's a road trip.
Yeah.
Wow.
About a 2-hour flight. It wasn't too terrible.
All right. I like it. The air truck. I'm just making sure. Very good. So, Jeffrey, you're going to be speaking here. Jeffrey Jackson is with us. Of course, everybody knows we love to highlight, spotlight his articles and whenever we can get them on. You're going to be speaking at the VIP dinner event on what issue?
Well, here's funny about that. Del Bigtree was going to be speaking there, and I slid in last minute to take his place because he's going to be at the CDC rally in Atlanta.
That's right.
Raising heck.
Yeah, as he should.
As he should. So what I will be speaking about is the coverage, the coverage of vaccine awakening we're seeing here. And the media went from non-coverage to trying to cover it up, and now they're kind of acquiescing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the people are controlling the narrative right now. And with the march on the CDC, I mean, there's so much happening this weekend. We have the march on the CDC in Atlanta. We have the Monsanto Human Crimes Tribunal in The Hague.
Oh, my.
That's happening. And we have the Ultimate Cancer Symposium.
TTAC here. Check it out. Stream it live. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Just because you're not here in the flesh, you can watch it all weekend long from the comfort of your own home. Your animals don't even have to be clothed while you're listening and watching. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thank you, Steve the Thorough. Great to see you. Jeffrey, you can hang out if you want. And we'll be back with more powerful healing from Dallas after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back live from the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Jeffrey Jackson, a journalist extraordinaire, doing a great job out there when the rest of the media is falling down all over themselves, not to cover what's really important. And I'm so glad you're here covering this event, also, you know, participating as well, which is very cool. This weekend, the CDC, they're going to be, I don't know, what is it going to be, like a big rally? Are they going to petition? What's going to happen this weekend in Atlanta?
Well, they're looking for a subpoena. I see you have the vax shirt on. So they're looking for a subpoena of William Thompson, pretty much like we've asked for a long
time.
Since
the beginning, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I say they, I mean the people swarming, descending upon the CDC, and that's on Friday. And we'll see what happens with that. I mean, they brought it on themselves. They've ignored us for this long, and the corruption is piled up. So there's that happening on one side of the country, and then we have right down the middle here in Dallas.
Yeah.
In Grapevine. And then, like I said, we have a Monsanto tribunal in The Hague. This is getting some attention. I'm good friends with Stephanie Siniff, and she was in Washington about a month and a half ago.
She's from the MIT researcher.
Yes, I'm sorry, MIT researcher. She's her and Anthony Samsel are probably the two people that have been doing a lot of the recent research when it comes to glyphosate and the mechanisms in the body of how it's basically working its way into our amino acids and folding into the proteins, which is not a good thing.
No. She talked about glycine and the glyphosate, the receptors, and somehow the glyphosate replacing that, and that's devastating. On top of everything else that we talked about as a cause of autism, the heavy metals, the vaccines in so many ways, we seem to be living in a crazy place. You know, I look at everything that we do to raise awareness to say, you know what, these things actually cause cancer. These things can prevent it and reverse it. Yet we have the American Cancer Society, which is literally right across the street from my alma mater, Emory University, and CDC, right there, all there. The CDC, its express purpose, as they claim, to find a cure for cancer, but in their charter, the moment they acknowledge there's a cure for cancer, they have to dissolve.
Yes.
What is their motivation to find the cure for cancer? It's not. And you know, what do they get, $1 billion a year?
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right.
And now we got another study. This is on healthfinder.gov. Superdon found this. Another study questions mammography screening. I mean, how many times do we have to say, ionizing radiation is insane for detecting cancer because it causes cancer?
Right.
You know, what kind of world are we living in that they don't get this?
I see two directions, and you know, it seems like every time I've come on your show in the past year, I hint at this, but we're here. We're at this, I'm going to say, global awakening. Media is done. Mainstream corporate media is done. And I'm saying this now as of this week, especially with WikiLeaks and Hillary Clinton, it's dead. It's gone. So now what replaces it? We know there's issues, and let's talk about the health, because this is the area that I think we can get a leg up, because health affects everybody. There's a lot of people on the sidelines with politics that don't care about it, but health affects everybody. Cancer affects everybody. The vaccines are going to affect everybody if we don't stop this, as far as the laws coming down. Mm-hmm. So we have this opening now to change this, and this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. We're holding these conferences, and if need be, we go into the streets. We're marching on the CDC. We go to the American Medical Association. We go to the headquarters, and you know, that's how it's going to change.
Yeah. And we say that the old media is dead. It's been dying a long time. I think that WikiLeaks is accelerating its demise.
You bet. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's. And believe me, and this is no shock, the corporate media has doubled down to a point now where it's speeding up their demise because it's making them look ridiculous. We have everything in writing. I mean, it's been 6 days in a row, 6 days of consecutive releases in a row, each day devastating releases.
On the Hillary Clinton thing?
On Hillary Clinton, yes, yeah. on the Clinton Foundation, on the DNC. Now, I have been searching. I wake up in the morning, grab a cup of coffee, and I search through those things every day with keywords: pharmaceutical, Merck, Pfizer, autism, all these. And there's not much going on there yet. But when those are released, it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, and in the meantime, as I've said earlier in the show with Jonathan Emord, they are covering things that are alleged to have been said by Trump. That sounds kind of rude. And I'm like, you know what? I'm over rude. I don't care about rude. What's rude is injecting toxic poisons into children and claiming it's going to help them. What's rude is ionizing radiation on the breasts of women who are scared of cancer. Causing cancer. That's rude. Don't tell me what Trump has done is anything equivocal to that. It's not even close. And, of course, he's not a globalist. They're attacking him right, left, and center because he doesn't want to be everywhere all of the time. And I'm not saying that there's any political savior, nor is he the perfect candidate. But, man, oh, man, with these WikiLeaks, the dumps, they're not covering that at all. They're just trying to throw mud on the wall against Trump at this point and to clearly and obviously not do their jobs, as you said, accelerating the demise of the old media.
And to be clear, to be as unbiased as possible, there hasn't been a WikiLeaks dump on Trump, if there even is anything to dump. But the ones with Hillary Clinton has shown that her and her foundation are literally arch criminals out of a superhero movie.
Yeah, the arch villains. Yeah, look at what they did, allowing Putin and Russia. The Clinton Foundation facilitated this to gain access to 20% of our uranium in America.
Right.
That alone should disqualify any rational person. You want that as president? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're liberal and think she's going to be the most socialized person in the world. You give 20% of your uranium away to a potential enemy. You want to be president of this country?
Yeah.
And then they're saying, oh, Trump and Putin have a love fest going on.
New York Times, Boston Globe, I mean, the list goes on and on. They're directly naming individual journalists in there as quote-unquote friendlies. And I was looking through these on my own. They're quote-unquote friendlies. And they actually, especially the New York Times, they had to ask the Clinton Foundation if they could reprint quotes from the interview they did with Hillary Clinton. So that would be like me texting you after this and say, hey, I want to write an article. Can I reprint a quote that I said in my interview with you? And then, where's the bias? There's totally biased journalism
right
there. It was also reported, too, that Bill Clinton just, this was today, Bill Clinton received $1 million from, I believe it was Qatar, and they're notorious for allowing just horrible abuses to women.
Yeah.
So there goes that narrative.
But Trump said a bad word.
11 years ago.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Well, I want to say, too, on Hillary Clinton, I looked through some of the early, this was not WikiLeaks, this was the other leaks that were, I can't remember who leaked them, there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
But Clinton, there's a lot of pay-for-play in the pharmaceutical industry with the Clinton Foundation. They're not major pharmaceutical companies. They're ones that supply the veterans. The name is not at the top of my head right now. But essentially, Hillary Clinton's vaccine agenda when it comes to autism,
mm-hmm.
she released, she was praised by the sycophant media as having this autism solution. She's actually addressing it on the campaign trail. All this is going to do is screen kids earlier to give them on psychotropic drugs. Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line for this. There's part of it, there's a work program. They're going to try to get them. No. This is trying to funnel them to the pharmaceutical industry earlier.
Yeah.
It's a non-starter solution. Run away from it like the plague.
Do you want food, medical, health, freedom? Hillary is definitely not your candidate. Hillary will continue the Monsanto president that has been Obama. Even if they had intended to do differently at the beginning, it doesn't matter at this point what's happened. Hillary is in the bag for GMOs. They have been raiding organic farms, targeting raw food, raw milk. This is under Obama. That's not going to change under Hillary. That will continue. By the way, this is a great article by Mike Adams, the health ranger, who will be here with us at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Attacks on natural medicine docs. Does that stop under a Hillary Clinton administration? Hell no.
No way.
They are in the bag for pharma. There is no candidate still in existence right now running for president that has taken more money from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And then the last one, maybe the worst, forced vaccinations. Hillary is all about mandated vaccinations. She doesn't want to hear anything about vaccine injury. You got it going in spades, you leftists who still support Hillary because you're upset that Trump is cussed a little bit, maybe been kind of misogynistic or a little bit too manly for your taste.
You got it.
There
Amen.
You go. But, that's what I got to say. And I'm a feminist. I love women.
I have to say something, Robert.
Yes.
What is Aleppo?
Oh, Aleppo. The Aleppo colony. Yeah, Gary Johnson. Poor Gary Johnson on that one. You know what? I like Gary. He's a nice man.
Yes.
I've interviewed him. I've met him.
Yes.
Is he a foreign policy expert? You don't have to be a foreign policy wonk. You just put the right people in there. But he says, I don't want to be in all of those places.
Right, right.
Yes, Gary, I'm with you on that. Absolutely. I don't think he's a true libertarian, but who is ultimately?
Right.
And ultimately, libertarianism is about the not utilizing force to get your way.
Yes.
That's true libertarianism. You won't use the force of government because to get your way or to steal money from people. It's about force. You know, it's the most gentle philosophy on the planet. Acknowledging and honoring people who want to live differently than you, allowing them to do so as long as they don't violently impede on your right to do the same.
Yeah. But as a society right now, especially in the United States, we're at a point now where journalists are, there's a war waged on journalists, and it's a real war, and it's even a worse war waged on whistleblowers. I saw the movie Snowden, which I have to give an endorsement to. Very, very accurate. Very, very little Hollywood spin.
Was that the
Oliver Stone?
Oliver Stone film.
You bet.
Okay,
you bet. He did it right. He did it right. Amazing, amazing movie. Very accurate to the narrative. So one of the things in there is he added a clip at the end of all the political people, the pundits, the mainstream media talking about Snowden when it first happened and their reaction to it. And there was a clip on there of Donald Trump saying, "Why can't we just kill this guy or drone this guy?"
Yeah.
There still has to be some sensitivity about that because we're in the era of whistleblowers now. This is how media will be done, unfortunately. Like it or not, people's emails are going to get released. There may be some personal information in there. But that's how this is the name of the game now. And we have to learn how to corral this bucking bronco.
Yeah, absolutely. I see Andy Wakefield there and Bella. Andy!
Excellent, excellent.
Look at him. He's over there. We've got to get him on.
First time I've never seen him with a suit coat.
No, I know. He looks great over there. This is great. Come on here, Andy. You got to say hi to the crowd. They love you. And get that on. We got Dr. Andrew Wakefield showing up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you, my friend?
Hi. I'm great, Robert. Great to see you again.
You're looking great. And Bella, you ran away when I showed up in Daytona. You were gone. I got to fly to the West Coast to be with this guy. Oh, sure. Yes, right. I know. I'm offensive. I am.
Robert looking great in a Vax t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. I got it when you guys were gone. I was on the bus. So get on the Vax bus. Go check them out as well. We'll talk if they've got a moment here at The Truth About Cancer. Andy Wakefield is here. And Jeffrey Jackson, so good to see you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
So good to have you on board. Super Don's there making it sound so good. We'll be back after this break to wrap up today's broadcast live from Dallas. The Truth About Cancer continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There was a mighty nation. Blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Andy Wakefield here with me, and Bella Tommy. Bella, you know, I went to the Vax Bus in, where was I? In
Daytona Beach.
Yeah, Daytona Beach.
Say I ran away.
No, I showed up and you left. It's like your mom said, I don't know what it was you did, Robert, but she took off for California to be with this guy, Dr. Andy Wakefield, who's much better looking, by the way, so that's okay. And he's also British, so what can you say? Couldn't do anything about that.
Your insight is remarkable, and I appreciate it.
So it's so good to see you both and finally meet you officially.
Yes, lovely to meet you.
And Andy, you're here at The Truth About Cancer. Are you going to be presenting as well?
I present tomorrow night.
Okay.
5 o'clock, I think.
Beautiful. And what's the latest? What can we sneak preview tonight?
Well, it's a new talk. It's a talk that I've been practicing. Bella's heard it when I was at it with some chiropractors in San Diego, but it's a new talk, a new look at things, and a new sort of analysis. Really 20 years of why. How did this come to be? And putting it all together tomorrow night. So I hope that...
I look forward to it. Yeah, absolutely. So important. Just amazing what this is doing. I mean, it's kind of like doing that end around like we always knew we needed to do ultimately, because the old media... they're not covering, no matter what we do. We're showing up, the CDC, I don't know who's going to cover it in Atlanta, but regardless, we're not waiting around. We're doing an end around going directly to the people here. That's what's happening.
Yeah, the new media. yeah. new media.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jackson is here as well. And the how did we get here? That is a big question. I like to focus on that because without knowing how we got here, we got no way to get out, right? We're trapped running around thinking we're doing something to get out. We have no earthly idea how we got here.
Yeah, I'm trying to predict where it's going to go, you know, depending on what's going to happen in the next election cycle, what the prospects are for all of us, really, but and how it came to be. If we're, as you say, if we're going to get out of this, we've got to find how we got into it. And it's rather like the story of antibiotics, you know, hailed as a miracle.
Yeah.
And now we're in a catastrophic state where the industry is walking away from producing new antibiotics at the same time as they've generated by default these multi-resistant organisms that are hurting people very badly. Vaccines are going to do the same thing if we're not careful. In fact, they're doing the
same
thing.
They're doing it, yeah.
And we've got to learn from that history.
Yeah, funny enough, of course, your field, that gastroenterology. My next book is on silver. You know, I've been studying that for over a decade. And just this year, one of the publications that came out showed at 2,000 times the reference dose, they put silver into a gastrointestinal tract to see what would happen to the microbiome specific to biodiversity. Zero impact on biodiversity. Did not impact it negatively at all. At 2,000 times the dose, the silver. Whereas, of course, as we know, the antibiotics will go in and kill some stuff and leave the gut so imbalanced, the biodiversity so corrupted that opportunistic organisms, yeast, other things take over. I've seen it clinically, but it was nice to see that somebody had done an amazing, well, we're going to throw a lot in and find out what happens, and no negative repercussions.
Fascinating.
Very exciting.
Fascinating, yeah.
You know, as we look at the era beyond antibiotics, I really believe, you know, homeopathy, silver, all these things have a role to play, and we're learning so much about it.
Yeah. And Bella wants to tell you about her chosen career now. Which
oh, what is it? What is it,
so
Bella?
This is part of the reason why I did actually go to California and abandon meeting you
yes,
in Florida.
Yes,
but I do want to become a chiropractor.
All right.
I've just hugely seen how chiropractic has influenced so many lives, particularly, you know, from traveling around on the Vax bus.
Yeah.
Meeting, you know, so many people.
You're going to be a doctor of chiropractic. Awesome.
I am.
Now, have you selected which school you want to go to?
I am in the process of selecting, but I, you know, my dream is to go to Life University. So.
Life, is that West or do they still have it in Atlanta?
They still do have it in Atlanta.
Okay, all right. I know a lot of folks that came through that school.
Very
yeah.
awesome.
Very, very cool. Well, congratulations on that
Thank
selection.
You.
I approve.
Thank you.
You know, I'll tell mom you did well, right? And dad. I talked to your dad probably more than I talked to your mom.
Really?
Hi, Jonathan. So we got a little, you know, just about a minute left here. The where we came from. I'm going to continue, folks. I'm really anxious to hear, you know, what you're uncovering, too, because where you came from is an incredible story all in and of itself, what you learned and what you're teaching the world by your experience.
Well, the story is less about me and about where they came from, where their thinking came from, where the public health rhetoric and the belief systems that they now hold to be dear, hold to be true, came from. Trying to understand that and trying to unpick the concrete thinking behind it that's left us in this most uncertain state right now. So that's really the essence of it. See what you think.
All right.
And then on Sunday, I fly to Italy with the film. So
all right. Hey.
2 weeks in Italy. I just got to tell people.
Ciao, Bella.
It was going to be played in the Italian Senate. It was censored from the Italian Senate. Censorship is illegal in Italy, so there's now
a
citizens' rights group.
All right, guys, we got to go, but thank God for Andy Wakefield and all y'all for being here. The power to heal is yours.
Oh, yo.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.